There are those sentient beings who go beyond this human limitation, who find in them this seemingly bottomless well of patience, bottomless well of love and compassion. Yeah. It doesn't start like that, mind you. They start off just like us. And they have given up more times than us, in a way. Except that they stop giving up. They start cultivating themselves. They start to perfect themselves, bring themselves to perfection. These teachings are for those who would like to go in that direction, but haven't quite made it. So this is very good for us. Because we are trying. And you will see, as you have seen from the suttas, the precepts, it is very telling. It speaks of a lot of understanding from the enlightened ones of the struggle. And why? Because they have gone through it themselves. They know how tough it is for us. How tough it is to be a mother. How tough it is to be a father, to be a friend. And then to have those that we try to help turn their back against us. They know how tough it is. And that's why they set down these precepts with all the subtleties inside. To encourage us, to nudge us forward.